بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي موسى عبد الله بن قيس الاشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الرجل يقاتل شجاعه ويقاتل حميه ويقاتل رياء، اي ذلك في سبيل الله؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قاتل لتكون كلمه الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. The narrator of this hadith is Abdullah bin Qais al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a sahabi who is more famously known by the name Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was from the Ash'ar tribe which hailed from Yemen. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah, and he accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, he returned back to his tribe and he made effort, and 50 people accepted Islam in the hands of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala. He came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Madinah Munawwara. At that time, he came with a group that had made hijrat, the first hijrat of Islam, to Abyssinia with Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We find that he was amongst those sahaba that used to give fatwa whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. He was allowed to give fatwa. Such was his understanding of deen and shariat. He passed away in the 44th year of hijrah in Kufa. And 360 ahadith are narrated by Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This hadith, he says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked the question, that there is a person who is fighting in the way of Allah, who is in jihad. There is one person whose intention is to show off his bravery. Another person whose intention is to defend his family honor. And the third is a person who is fighting, showing off. Which of these three people are in the path of Allah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said that that person who is fighting, striving in the way of Allah, so that the word of Allah, the religion of Allah, the deen of Allah is exalted and raised and established, only he is in the path of Allah. From this hadith, before I explain this hadith, this expression that is found, a person who is fighting, defending his family honor, obviously, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of the hadith, he says that this person also is not in the path of Allah. Whilst we may feel that to defend one's family honor is something that is honorable, what is meant here in this hadith is a person who is blindly fighting to defend his family honor, whether they are on the right or whether they're not on the right. He's not worried about that. He's more worried about defending his family name. Important lesson that we learn is that on the one hand, the action the person that is doing is something that is very great. Person is making jihad, is giving his life in the path of Allah. So the action is very, very great. Yet Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of the hadith is that that action is rejected. Why? Because the intention in the heart is not what it's supposed to be. One person is showing off his bravery, one person is showing off, one person is fighting for his family honor. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that only that person whose intention is correct, his action will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other day we heard the saying of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, where he said many times a small action is exalted because of the correct intention. And a great action, like we see this example, a great action, jihad, is diminished and destroyed because of the intention. If you look in the lives of the Salafi Salihin, they were very, very concerned all the time about what is the niyat, what is the motivation, what is driving me to do this action. One incident is mentioned. There was one wali of Allah Ta'ala, he made hajj 60 times walking. Walking hajj from Yemen 60 times. One night, late at night, his elderly mother who used to live with him, she wakes up in the middle of the night and she requests her son to fetch her a glass of water. And he finds that difficult. And thereafter, he becomes worried and concerned. Why? Because he makes muhasaba of his nafs. He checks. He says that you found it easy to walk for hajj hundreds of kilometers, 60 years in a row, you're finding that easy. Yet you are finding it difficult to go and fetch a glass of water for your mother. And he realized that what happened is that he had become famous amongst the people, first, second, third, fourth, 10th, 15th, 20th. Now people started recognizing this is so-and-so who made so many hajj, walking. Because of the praise that he was receiving from the people, he realized that is why it is easy for me to walk for this hajj. But to give my mother water, nobody's going to come and make shabash, tap me on the back late at night. Nobody will even know. I'll be doing it only for Allah's sake. And he realizes this is why I'm finding it difficult. Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullah alayhi, there's a famous incident mentioned about him that once he was on the banks of the river, there was a ship going past. Somebody sneezed, tashmitul atis, which is when somebody sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, we are supposed to say, Yarhamukallah. This is a right of a Muslim. And this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he hears a person sneezing, but he doesn't react immediately. He hears the Yarhamukallah, he hears the Alhamdulillah after sneezing. Because he didn't react immediately, it would be difficult for that person to hear his response. So there's a small boat nearby. Quickly he pays 2 or 3 pennies, whatever the currency of that time was, and he instructs this person to take me close to that ship. When he goes close to the ship, he shouts out, Yarhamukallah. All of a sudden he hears a voice from the heavens. Now who is this? This is Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, who knew several 100,000 ahadith by heart. His khidmat and service of deen was tremendous. Ulama write that on all that he doesn't get this basharat, but this simple sunnat, done solely for the sake of Allah, he hears a voice from the heavens saying that, O Abu Dawood, with your 2 or 3 pennies, today you have bought your jannat. So we don't know which action, but what is important is that we have to keep checking the intention. It has to be solely for the sake of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.